If you will, let's honor God's word. So I'll do that can and will by standing. Coming from the book of Acts, chapter 27, verses 21 through 32, and 39 through 44. Amen. Chapter 27, verses 21 through 32, and 39 through 44. When you find it reads, "But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, said, Fear not, Paul, thou must be bought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told to me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. But when the 14th night was come, and we were driven up and down the Adria, about midnight the ship was deemed that they drew near some country, and sounded, and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again, and found it 15 fathoms. Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast 4 anchors out of the stern, and wished for days. And as the ship were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea, under color as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall down. Now we're going to 20:39. And when it was day, they knew not the land, but they discovered a certain creek with a shore in which they were mended, if it were possible to thrust in the ship. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves unto the sea and loosed the rubber bands and hoised up the mainsail to the wind and made toward shore. And far into a place where the two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the forepart struck fast and remained unmovable. But the hinder part was broken with violence of the waves, and the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose, and commanded that they could swim, should cast themselves further to the sea, and get to land. And the rest, some on boards, and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. Amen. Amen. We've been blessed by the reading and hearing of God's holy word today. And we have a little outline on the back. You got your sheet today. Finally got back to the outline. It took me a while, but we got a little outline on the back. Hopefully we'll be able to continue. All right. Today we're talking about the buoyancy of believing. The buoyancy of believing. If you, especially some of the younger children, only if they have a little wading pool, a little swimming pool. Any of y'all younger children have a little swimming pool, a wading pool? Anybody? Yes, no. Do you have one of those BJ little old pool that you go swimming in? Do you have a ball in it? You have a ball? What happens when you put that? If you put that ball down, what happens? Okay. So in the water, BJ says when she push your ball down, I was intending to do this morning, but I bring it off. It's too much rain. When she pushes that ball down in her swimming pool, her little wading pool, it'll help you to understand what I mean, because I'm going to read it. This is by about a letter by Miss Booth. Amen. Clara, I think her name is Clara Booth. She was founder of the Salvation Army. And this is what she wrote. When Miss Booth, the mother of the Salvation Army, was dying, she quietly said, "The waters are rising, but I'm not sinking." But then she had been saying that all through her life. Other floods besides the waters of death had gathered around her soul. Often had the floods been out and the road were deep in affliction, but she had never sunk. The good Lord made her buoyant, and she rode upon the storm. This then is the promise of the Lord. Not that waters of trouble shall never get about the believer, but that he shall never be overwhelmed. He shall keep his head above them. Yes, to him shall be given the grace of aboveness. He shall never be under, always above. It is a precious jewel of spiritual buoyancy, sanctified good spirits, the power of Christian hope. When we are in Christ Jesus, circumstances shall never be our master. One is our master, and we are more than conquerors in him who loved us and washed us from our sin with his own blood. Boy, you see. You either bound back. Oh, you get down, not down, but you bound back. You get pushed down, but you're bound back. Amen. That's what brought you. Amen. You are not the circumstances, but you can live above your circumstances, and you can still enjoy the joy of the Lord in your circumstances. As a matter of fact, the joy of the Lord is your strength to make it through your circumstances. Oh, I wish I had a word to give you something. But we all in the world that we live in today, the one of the things we need is spiritual buoyancy. For the Lord, in and out this week, and praying to God, and trying to figure out what to share with y'all this morning. The idea of resilience kept coming to my mind. Resilience, that means you don't give up, you make it through. I don't care how difficult things get, you got to go through and you make it through. You don't give up, you don't throw in the towel, you don't quit, because you're resilient. No matter how tough the situation is, because of God being on our side, we are tougher than in this situation. We are more than conquerors because of him. And the resilience is where December was birthed in. And I thought about buoyancy is another way to say you're resilient, because every time you're pushed down, you get back up. You bounce back from everything. And it's not because you're you, but it's because of God. That's how I bounce back. Anybody here been pushed down? Amen. But you bounce back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody had that financial trouble?
Yeah.
Oh, but you bounce back. Anybody had relationship trouble? You bounce back. And sometimes you didn't think that you could bounce back. But then you started hearing about Jesus and all he was. How great Jesus was, and Jesus gave you the ability to bounce back.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
or three touchdowns. You don't have that same thing. But a good team.
Yeah,
I'm talking about one of a Super Bowl team. Yeah, a Super Bowl team, regardless of how far they are behind.
Yeah.
Always, amen. Say they always have a hope and the confidence that we can see a win.
Yeah.
I'm 21 points up, but we can see a win.
Yeah.
Amen. We can see a win. That's what makes an athlete a great athlete. That's what makes a team a great team. Because no matter how far you're behind, you don't worry about what how far you're behind. Because you know what you got to do. You got to put in work to get back to God. You'll never have until the last whistle blows. Until that last step, you still got an opportunity. But if you're alive, if you're not defending, you give up too
early.
I know somebody here. You done been behind a few touchdowns in life. Somebody here, you done been behind by 10 or 20 points in life. Amen. But thank be to the Lord who is on our side. You didn't give up. You didn't throw in the towel and say, I'm never going to make it. That's why you were able to say today, because you realized I was 20 points back, but now I'm caught up. Amen. And you look back and say, wait a minute, that wasn't me. No way I could have been.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Still here, Lord.
Without you.
Yes, Jesus, yes.
Love. Ain't that good news?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Resiliency. And the fact that we're here today, after all that's been going on the last 18 months,
yes, Lord, thank you.
And we still here giving God praise.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Worshiping God with our health and strength.
Yeah.
Amen. We're not homeless.
Yeah.
Amen. We're not homeless. We ain't nobody homeless. We're homeless. We can see them. Amen.
Yeah.
But we got everything we need because God is good to us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Resilience. And now I want to talk about that buoyancy. I want to talk about buoyancy. Since it's youth, there's something like youth Sunday. Amen. You feel what I'm saying? Since you son, continue that. Because some of the stuff I'm going to say you can be used by adults too.
Yeah.
Buoyancy for, I'm talking about buoyancy for boys and girls.
All right.
Buoyancy for boys and girls. I think this is good for anybody.
Right.
Kind of brings it to the younger under 21 crowd. Because I know most of the time now, they think that you get grown at 18.
Some people do.
But back when I grew up, you had me 21.
Right.
Amen. And then some folks, all right, the boys, if the boys get eight, let me tell you something. Children, boys and girls, no people. When a child is born, they are born with what I call is a bent. Bent. Children are born with a bent.
It's true.
Let me see if I can.
It's true.
That's why I got these things. I said, why do you got that? You want to eat something?
It's true. Everybody got a bent.
I got three metal objects with me, but each one of these objects got a bent.
That's right.
It's been a certain way.
Yeah.
And now this right here, children, what is this? So I got young kid, what is this right here?
It's a bit.
It's a spoon. Amen. Here we go. A big spoon. So now, if I was going to cut a piece of meat, could I use this?
No.
The piece.
Especially I'm talking about, you know, I ain't talking about real tender meat. I'm gonna talk about, you know. Hey, amen. It's not big for cut.
No. Right.
Now you can use it for cut. But it ain't made for cut. Okay, so which one of these would be best to cut with? You cut with a
Yeah.
Because a knife is made for cutting.
Right.
Now, if I would eat beans, and I had a big pot of beans, big bowl of beans, and I wanted to get the beans out and put them on my plate, should I use this? What should I use? This? I said, yes, to the spoon. Because the spoon was made for picking up stuff like beans.
Right. Okay.
And this one might throw y'all off, this old spoon. Amen. If I was going to open a can of beans up, could I use this to open a can of beans up? Not try to raise their kid according to the bent of their child. same idea of bent.
Right.
So you see, with that bent deal, you raise them up to take, amen, in that bent. Now, don't miss that insight. But now, a lot of times, rather than looking for that bent, we'll try to get the children to become what we want them to be.
Right, but you're right.
And especially sometimes when it's when we have failed in our own lives.
Right.
And we want to fulfill our lives through their lives. So listen. These right here, where's your comment? Rather than taking care of them and developing their bent, you're trying to develop them and you give them a dent.
Amen.
There's a difference between a bent and a dent.
Right.
When you get a car, amen, it is brand new off the line.
Right.
It got some bits. It bent, bends it. It bent a certain way. It has a certain bent. If it's a sport car, it's bent for speed. If it's a luxury car, it's built for a smooth, luxurious ride. It has a bent. That's how it comes from the manufacturer. But now, if you, amen, do harm to it,
right.
Or you run into it, or you force yourself into it, it becomes a dent.
It's true.
Y'all hear me?
That's true.
And that's why a lot of children are getting it up, because you didn't look for the bent, you just made a dent.
Yeah,
good parents didn't look for the bent.
Yeah. Amen.
To take an artistic
child.
And try to force that child to be athletic. That's not what God made him for.
He or she
is gonna have so much trouble that they will feel like I'm inferior. And they're not really inferior. They're just in a place where it's not their bent. It's your bent and not their bent. Can't get a whole lot of for the bent and don't dent. Pass it on to your children.
Amen.
Y'all
amen.
Yes,
sir.
Let's see what here. You mean you're good at doing. But now, after, okay, now you know you've been. Hopefully your child knows they've been and they grow into teenagers and they know they've been. When a teenager knows they're bent, now you have to build on your bent. That's the build. You have to cultivate that. Amen. So when a child, a teenager, they found out because the parents helped them to find their bent and bought them books about their bent and encouraged them in their bent, now they're excited about it. So, okay, this is my bent. So this one, they go to school. That's why education is important. It's important. It's paramount that you get some kind of education, because education is building up on your bent. Build up on your bent. Build up on the bent. Now, but what we want to do, we want them, when they go to school, to build up on our bent rather than their. Oh, you can't make no money in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You can't get a short paycheck in that.
Wow.
But that's their bent.
Yeah.
You can see why that's not true. But that's their bent, and they need to build upon their bent. A person can be athletic. You can have God, you can be born with an athletic bent, but that's not going to make you a great athlete. You got to build on your bent. Amen. You may have, God made you a bent that makes you a good basketball player, but that don't mean you don't have to practice.
Right.
That don't mean you don't practice, work on your shot, work on your dribbling, work on your ball handling, learn much as you can. You have to grow it. So when you get a bent, you got to develop it. If a child is good at writing stories, then they still, if they want to be a writer, write books in their life, they have to go to school and develop their bent. If it's somebody that had a bent for music, now some of you get a prodigy, and prodigy, they can't pick up music out of nowhere. But you still do all you can to develop what God has given you as a gift. Now, when you're someone, old people, you can develop it too.
Amen.
Don't say I'm too old. You're never too old. Yeah. I got a thing I'm going to work on. I got a thing I'm going to work on. I'm going to try to work on this English thing. I'll try to get down a little bit better. Amen.
Wow.
I'm not that great in English, but you know, I still get the job done because God got a whole lot of power. And He's with my mouth. Listen. So work on it. So first there's a bent, then there's a build. But this is it. When you know you've been, and you put in work, the build, then God says, when you belong to me, and you know what your bent is, and then you build it on your bent, you got my back. Oh.
Amen.
Bent. And then build on it.
Right.
And then God said, I got your back. I'm going to back you up. I'm going to support you and help you.
Yeah.
Huh? Did y'all miss that?
Whatever.
I'm going to share so right there. Y'all just didn't understand. Let me go back there. Let me go back there again. You know what your bid is.
Yeah, I know what it is, preacher.
And you build on it.
Yeah.
Then God would say, I got your back. I'm going to back you up. I'm going to support you.
Yes.
And I'm going to help you.
Yes. Amen.
We're going to see that. That's why he said in Romans 8:28. We know that in all, God works all things together.
It's true.
To those that are loving, that are called. You got a bit. He told you what the bit was. He said, now, you know the purpose of those things. When you know what you've been in, you've been building on it, working on it, then I'm going to get behind you.
Lord have mercy.
You got my back. Amen. I'm going to finance you.
Come on, Richard.
I'm going to finance you. I'm going to support you. I'm going to be there when you need help. It's like you started a new business, and you ain't got a whole lot of money. Amen. You saved up maybe a few hundred, you started a new business, but then you got somebody that come behind you. They got men and say, hey, go ahead with the business. I'm your back. Whatever you need.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you need to buy, come to me. I'll write you a check for it because I believe in you.
Yeah.
Y'all hear me? And that's what Paul said. When you know what you've been in, you're building your business, and you mind, you serve me, you're ready to live out my son, you're the son I gave you for your life, you'll back you. Okay, nobody said no. When you need doors open,
yes,
I'll open. When you need admission to college, I got it.
Jesus.
When you need money for college, I can do it.
Yes.
Amen. When you need the right tutor, amen. When you need a break, because I'm working behind the scenes, because you realize your bit was your assignment. And you love it enough, and you love it enough that you put in work and build this. Now, because you did all that, I'm going to give you my back.
Yeah.
Oh, you got God back. You don't need nothing else. When you got God back.
Yeah.
When you got God back you up, you don't need nothing else.
Yeah,
hallelujah. I want you to have a witness in here. Somewhere. But somebody's amazing somewhere you're not even supposed to be.
Yeah.
And only now is because you know what you've been, and then you build it, and then you realize what everybody said, you want to have it. You need to give up. You need to throw in the towel. You're never going to reach your dream. But wait a minute, God gave me an assignment.
Yeah.
And I'm working on the assignment. He said, if he give me an assignment, I'm working on it. Then he got my back. He's backing me up. Everything I need. But what about when you run into this? What about when you run into this? If God be for
you,
if God be for you,
who can?
Oh, Lord, I'm going to keep you out of the neighborhood. Amen. I want you to be on that. Amen. I want you in the school. Amen. I want you in the profession. But if God be for you, y'all remember this sermon, y'all remember putting that, because Well, some of y'all kids kind of start growing up. They might need that. They might need that word now. They ain't gonna remember today. Amen. They might need that word. They might need that. Sister Debbie, they might need that word. When they open to the house, you just tell them, hey, don't give up, because God is able. When you're building on your bit, and you know your bit is your associate, your assignment, you know your assignment is, and you're waiting for God.
Yeah.
You know you're going to. So you know what that gives you? Buoyancy. Buoyancy. Resilience. You don't give up because you know you're. Why do you give up when you got God back?
Come on, preacher. Amen.
You got. Just listen. If you got a millionaire back in you, you ain't gonna give up when something costs $1,000 more than you have in your pocket.
No, right?
You say, oh, well. See, if you ain't got no back, oh, I ain't got enough for that. But if you got a millionaire back in you, he's waiting. Well, hold on, let me make a call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, oh yeah, go ahead, it's fine. Here, give him a call and go ahead and take care of it. So sometimes, when it seems like your challenge is too much, just call him up.
Yes.
And tell him what you want.
Yes.
Amen. Let's say a prayer. Amen. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your trouble. Hear your fingers crying out to God by and by. I'm trying to tell you, good to have God's back.
Yeah.
The only reason I stand here today is not because I'm such a good preacher. The only reason we're in this building is not because we're such a good congregation. Y'all You got to listen to somebody that got more experience than you.
Amen.
That's the problem is, sometimes child think they know everything and they ain't got no experience.
There it is, right?
They ain't been through nothing.
Yeah,
it's true. Amen. Everything, every trail you take, a lot of times your parents been down that same trail.
Yeah, it's true, sir. It's true.
And they can tell you what the dangers are.
Right.
But you say that's old folks.
Same trap, preacher. It's the same trap.
And they're trying to keep you. They tell you, when you make that left turn, watch out for the ditch.
Right, look out.
Be careful. Yeah. Oh, now, you think of running and dancing on the trail. The next thing you fell down the ditch, and turn your ankle.
Yeah.
And then you say, you call mama, daddy, can you come help me out of this ditch?
Yeah.
And thank you, got great parents. They'll come and help you out of this ditch. And then but they might say, I told you.
They might say that.
You won't be a nice day. You know why I told you that? Because I turned this sad
corner
when I was 2 years older than you and I fell in this ditch. So, how come they didn't fall? They took the ship on out there. Boat, I'm calling it the boat, was the big boat, it's a little boat. And I'm calling it the boat, you know, the ship. And took it out, and Paul told them not to do it. And all of a sudden, they found themselves in this cyclical wind, this great wind. And they found themselves in a storm and darkness that they couldn't handle. It was so dark. In the daytime, you didn't even know if it was day or night. For day in and day, it was so dark in the storm that you didn't know what day or night.
My Lord.
It said when it was storm, at first they were afraid to die. When they first got in the storm. And then after they had been in the storm, they were afraid not to die. The storm was so terrible. But they were wishing for death. 21 days, no light, being caught in the ship.
Yeah.
Ship up and down in the ship. All around. Now, it was bad enough for me. I was on a cruise one time, and it got a little rough. I had kind of move, but it kind of be delayed where you can kind of handle.
Yeah.
Amen. Or take whatever message I want you to take. But that was just an hour or two on a cruise.
Yeah.
With all the comfort. Now, they on the ship in the dark.
Yes.
Being shook. Water coming from everywhere.
Yeah.
Then it got so bad. They were about to lose their body. They thought too much water in the ship. So when they did, in order to make the ship more buoyant, they had to throw the crane at the ship.
Yes.
So it wouldn't go down. Sometimes, I don't know. Sometimes it might be some stuff you need to throw off your ship.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Right. Right. Because he's going to take it down if you don't throw it off the ship. Sometimes God will put you in a storm where you can throw stuff off your ship that you don't need on
earth. You're right.
But you can't make the journey with that stuff you got on earth. And then after good praying on, and it's still in there, they start throwing off the tables. In the church. And part of the ship. Trying to make a light on so they keep it quiet. It got so rough that we were just about. They were just about to give up. But wait a minute, here come Paul. Paul had been quiet for a while. Because they, you know how it is when you don't listen.
Right.
That's
right.
That's it.
All right, I'm back to y'all husbands today. All right. We're going to put it both ways.
Yeah.
When you don't listen,
right.
Before they start talking.
Right, that's true.
They'll share it with everybody. It's under the rug and all white. They said, yeah, y'all do this.
Yeah.
Well, they ain't listening to me. I'm listening to
y'all. Right.
They didn't listen to Paul. That's how they're in the storm.
Yeah.
Now they didn't fix the storm. Paul said, well, Paul finally speaks up.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Lord. Now I like the Paul being here. Sir, I told you not.
Right.
I told you when you left. About this so.
Yeah.
I told you so. Oh, God. Yeah. Either way, when you hold my hand, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I told you so. But since I was with the Lord. In the storm, Paul said, I was with the Lord. Angel appeared unto me and said, hey, I'm going to save you and everybody on the ship. Because you got to go wrong and preach the season.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So he said, we all going to be saved. Yeah. Now we're going to lose the ship. But we all going to be saved. Now, listen to me. In other words, Paul said, you know, in my mother's womb, he made me able to preach the kings and the Gentiles.
Yeah.
That's my assignment.
Yeah.
That's why I was out here. And he told me in Acts 23:10 that my assignment was to be preached season. So and I've been working on that assignment. I was working on that assignment even when I was in Jerusalem, feeding their apostles. That was part of my assignment too. I was working on my assignment, and I'm here on this boat on assignment, and he still had an assignment for me. And since I had the bent, and I've been building on it, now he said I got his back. So since I got his back, the boat can't go down. But I didn't know that. But when God tells me something,
yeah.
I know God will get me back.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fall back in the church. I'm not sure about the people. But I'm going to fall back in the problem. He's not going to let me fall. He's not going to let me get so far. And he can't pick me up again.
Have a job, had five kids.
said it on Sam 10 times. That is the Bible. That is the Bible shop. Amen. Sometimes she had to buy low and sell high. Amen. At the garage sale. Have a garage sale in the yard. Sometimes they go out to the other people's neighborhood and clean for them. And she did it there. Whatever she had to do, she had nurseries and had stores. She had great ideas now. Now she's still, amen. Now she went on YouTube and got a cooking show on YouTube.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
She will find a way.
Yeah, yeah.
To take care of a kid and now have branded. Amen. Sometimes I had food stamps. Sometimes I had lunch deals. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Sometimes you have to make it on orange and broken pieces. And they kept it in power. Because, man, he called
I'm going to live above my circumstances and not beneath them. Because I got joy.
Yes.
And the joy of the Lord is my strength. go out, try to be good, safe, going out, Gary, don't give it to the last song, Gary.
Jesus.
Now only he is able to keep us presented without fault before our Father's throne. May the love of God our Father and the grace of Jesus Christ our Lord, speaking of the Holy Spirit, our couple rest, rule, and abide with us now, before, and forevermore. Let us say together, amen, amen, amen. Amen. Have a great week. Amen. Believe God. Believe what God says. And then believing will give you the buoyancy, amen, to be able to stay above.
Yes,
the grace of being above this. Stay above and not